You want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare and retirement, and getting paid while you learn? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mouniongcareers.com and start building your future today.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I think I admitted yesterday, I have not spent a lot of time here in the last week or so on these protests in New Jersey at Delaney Hall. Mark Wayne Mullen, who is the new HHS secretary, said this, Homeland Security, I'm sorry, said this about New Jersey.
What are you specifically doing to protect these ICE officers who are just trying to do their job?
Well, first of all, we have zero tolerance. The president and I have talked about this. If you verbally assault our officers, if you attack our vehicles, if you attack our property, you attack the person themselves, we will arrest you.
Okay, so on the topic of verbal assaults, this is from last Friday with a protester.
Come on,
your children, your wife,
come on.
All dead.
Put your, my boy.
I have your face, mother. You're dead. Dead.
My understanding is he's been arrested, but he was making threats toward the officer and the officer's family as well. Chris Klemback with us, former Yuma Sector Border Patrol Chief. Chris, that's quite something what's going on in New Jersey right now, isn't it? My goodness.
Hey, good afternoon to you and everybody. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, this protest fatigue is real. I mean, I'm just sick of it and sick and tired of it. And then to see this escalated like we've seen just on the clip you just aired regarding that protester threatening the agent and his family. Yes, he has been arrested. Yes, he's going to be charged with assault because that would be considered assault. And I'm glad that Secretary Mullen has stood the line by saying, hey, you know what? We're not going to tolerate that. And I know that he's got the backing of the president because I've been in those type of meetings in the past. But this is just, you know, more of the same of the ridiculousness that's coming out of the left. And this has all been manufactured and created on purpose to just disrupt this president's agenda on immigration accountability, border security, and the rule of law. And, you know, it's enough's enough. Before I go back to you on this, I mean, I read something or heard something yesterday on one of the news outlets that out of the arrests that were made the other night, only three were from the Newark, Newark, New Jersey. The rest of them are from all over the country.
Outsiders,
so
the agitators.
Organized, right. Exactly.
Well, so, you know, a couple things about that. That's true. And if that is true, then you shouldn't be reading that in a couple of outlets. You should be reading that in all the outlets, right? Because that's a significant part of the story. But instead, you have, I just looked up, Will Cain's show's on Fox right now, Chris. I look up, you had the governor of New Jersey up there, and they keep making these claims, the elected officials, that it's the ICE officers that are causing this. I mean, they're out there with masks, and they're trying to protect themselves, and you have people literally threatening their lives, as we heard, tangling with them violently. I mean, it's a mess out there. We're lucky that more people have not been hurt. I think I give the ICE officers, you know, a lot of credit for restraint, given the videos and the nature of the videos that I've seen so far, Chris.
Yeah, you know, the governor is certainly backpedaling to her base again, because she came out with the mayor. I think the mayor, I don't know the mayor's name, I don't recall her name, but she was very, you know, strong about, look, we are not going to tolerate this. The state police and the local police will arrest you if you're assaulting. We've created this, you know, First Amendment area. And the governor kind of did that, but then she's like, because we know what ICE is capable.
Right.
She immediately threw it back on ICE's problem. Look, you know what? What she should be saying is, we know what poor policies, we know what rhetoric, we know what organized chaos can do. It puts people in harm's way, and it lets the weak-minded, like the Renee Goods and Alex Pretties, get get into a place where they can't get out of. It's poor policies what she should be talking. ICE is upholding the law passed by Congress. So, you know, Mikey Sherrill, she sure did backpedal real quick when she realized that she was, you know, oh my gosh, how dare a governor actually support law enforcement? She sure did backpedal. But I'm glad the state police came out there and they brought all their, you know, I saw the state police horse patrol out there, you know, and some of the video footage. But you're right. Why are we only hearing that on one or two outlets about these organized mobsters? Because at the end of the day, it shows you this is the Democrat machine pushing this type of, protest. They're not even protests. They're riots. Let's call it what they are. Enough of this dancing around. These aren't protests.
No, they're riots.
This isn't somebody with a... Yeah. They're riots. That's what it is.
So let me ask you about... Because one of the things that these protesters and the rioters are trying to point out is that they have all these terrible conditions inside this Delaney Hall detention facility, which, by the way, is operated, I think, privately, right? So they're complaining about medical neglect, health and sanitation, all these things. And then when the truth actually comes out about what the menu is and what they do and how they're treated, it's completely opposite of that, right?
Yeah. So
you want a career that pays? How about $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including healthcare, retirement, and getting paid while learning? That's what the Union Building Trades offer. St. Louis is booming with projects, and contractors need the next generation of skilled workers right now. Skip the dead-end jobs. Skip the mountain of student debt. Learn a trade. Earn a paycheck. Build something that matters. Visit mounioncareers.com and start building your future today.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Let me just give you and the audience how this works. First of all, yeah, you have federal buildings, you have federal detention centers, you also have the contracts that the government uses, right? Because we don't have enough government-owned facilities. So they contract with these type of groups. I don't know if it's who's running the contract, but there are minimum requirements, and the federal standard, in other words, the federal minimum requirement is over and above most state and local detention requirements. In fact, some state and local and county sheriffs can't even house federal detainees because they can't meet the minimum requirement.
Right.
So that standard is so high, and the cost per day, it's very beneficial for locals to take on government contracts or government detention because the standards are so high. And the other part that I want to point out is these are people that have either criminal records, they're illegal aliens with orders of removal, or they're just overall illegal aliens. And they're all given options for attorneys. And so the point I'm making is that they really are in these dilapidated conditions, that their foods, there are multiple avenues to address those complaints. And it starts with their attorney that's assigned to their case. So we're not hearing these things. We're only or seeing that play out. We're only hearing it from the usual suspects. The same group of, you know, Congress that's going to show up at every one of these facilities, the same NGOs and the same protesters. I mentioned I was on News Nation yesterday, and I said, look, I don't want to see Secretary Mullen going tit for tat on every, you know, allegation, but, you know, put the transparency out there in the sense of this is who is in these facilities. This is the pedophile. This is the trafficker. This is the person that has three outstanding warrants. This is who we're detaining. And by the way, here's the menu of items. Here's how they get fed. And one last thing I'll say, Mark, is when I was spending $60,000 a day in my soft-sided facility when I was chief in Yuma to house people for 3 to 4 days, and they had wraparound medical services, 24-hour care, and 24-hour access to snacks and 2 hot meals a day. So that's the minimum standards at the federal level, and these people are living better than some of our veterans that are looking for a handout because their requirements are there. And again, these are people that are here illegally that are being charged with some kind of administrative or criminal offense. So, you know, I really don't have much to say other than the fact that this is just the same typical narrative that's getting exhausting because no one listens to the truth.
Yeah, look, I think that they've done they can do a better job, to your point, of pointing out some of the ridiculous claims by the protesters before letting some of this get out of hand and violent. And I think I've heard some of that the last couple of days. But I don't even know, what is it that made them focus on that detention facility? Was it something in particular that happened, or do you know?
I don't know for fact, but remember, this is, I think, the same location, or at least the general location, where the New Jersey congressman assaulted the ICE agent. So I think that has gotten attention. It's in Cory Booker's backyard. It's close by. You know, I think that's just one of those areas because it just, there. I don't know of any other trigger points other than this was that congresswoman's district, and I think she was putting stuff out there. And again, you can follow multiple Democrats on social media, and they can be in California or New Jersey, and they're quoting the same quote.
Of course. Yeah, the talking points spread very quickly. Yeah, Chris Klemm, always great to have you on. Thank you so much for the info. We'll see what happens with New Jersey, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, brother. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What if your next move wasn't another job, but a career? The St. Louis Building and Construction Trades are looking for the next generation to build what's next. Earn while you learn through a union apprenticeship. No massive student loan debt, just real training, real skills, and real opportunities. Many union trades earn $40 to $75 an hour in total compensation, including health care and retirement. With major construction projects happening across St. Louis and Missouri, there's never been a better time to get started. Build your future. Visit mouniontcareers.com today.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55-plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet relying on two lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence Data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.